Episode 2735, Are You Exercising All Wrong?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is all about your lifestyle, living healthy so you can go out and do what God has designed your life to be like. Sometimes we get caught up in the busyness. We've got summertime. You're doing pool activities. Maybe you've got dance and some soccer travel teams. And you're just like, Christiane, I need a break. Okay, this is your break. But the question is, on your break, are you exercising all wrong? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, one thing we are taught from a young age is to move our bodies. We do it at home, and we also do it in school as we continue to go through traditional schooling. However, exercising as part of a healthy lifestyle brings challenges, especially when you don't like what you're doing. So are you exercising all wrong? You know, look at the physical activity, right? We need to stay physically active to stay in shape and maintain our muscles and bodily movement. It's good for our joints to move. If you're in pain, you're not going to want to hear it, but you need to move more. But that's for another episode. Yet studies show that physical activity also allows us to stay mentally healthy. And let me tell you, we all need this. But just for me, why do we have to exercise? I don't like it, my honest opinion. A lot of people do it though for the rush, the runner's high. You probably heard of that. And that comes from the release of endorphins, which makes us feel good. We like that. But unfortunately, it's at the end and not at the beginning. So it's always talking ourselves into the exercise. Still, not all of us get that rush, nor do we want to work that hard. Come on, not all of us are runners. I do miss my running though. But you know, age, well, it happens. So why do we have to run? News alert. Oh yes, sound the alarm. News alert. You don't. You don't have to run all the time. You and I are in different playing fields when it comes to how we enjoy exercise because the feeling is not mutual. I don't love to work out the way most do. I honestly don't. I know it's kind of surprising, but I don't enjoy it. I do it because I know my body needs it. And if I didn't have to do it, I'm telling you right now, I would not do it. And I'm sure others would say the same for how I work out. They would probably look at me and just kind of laugh like, I'm not going to do what Christiane does. That is just craziness. I've had actual people tell me that. They're like, Christiane, I've watched what you do. There's no way I could walk for 2 hours. I can't do things like that. I don't have time in my schedule. I'm like, well, neither do I, but I make time because that's the only way I enjoy doing things. Research shows that there is no universal way to exercise. But that runner's high, yeah, guess what? It's conditional, not universal or automatic. But that still doesn't mean we can't feel good from intentional movement. Exercise doesn't have to be running on the treadmill or in the park for miles. Exercise can be playing with your kids in the park, running an agility course with your dog, or riding bikes with a friend. Don't think of exercise as work. And I think a lot of us do. Come on, let's be honest. We get up and we're thinking, oh, I do not want to get on the treadmill. I don't want to get on the elliptical. I don't want to run 3 miles. I don't want to go and strength train for 45 minutes. I don't want to. So don't. Start thinking of exercise as something you enjoy. You get to do this. And when you adopt this thought process, you get to cultivate more movement for the joy effect. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Cultivate more movement for the joy effect. I love what Dr. Greg Wells says. The secret to getting more joy in your life is to move. And the secret to moving more is to do something that brings you joy. We all need a little more joy in our life. I don't want exercise to be dreadful for you. And unfortunately, it is for most of us, honestly. If we were to be honest, you'll even have people who are diehard marathoners, diehard weightlifters. I mean, you know, they are just like, I'm going to do it and I do it. But if they were to get down and honest, they'd be like, yeah, I can't do it. Or they would say, I wish I would have done it differently because it's torn up my body. You see, that's where I am. I truly enjoy running. I found it over a decade ago. That was it. Hasn't been that long, about 12 years or so ago. And in doing that, it was great. I was running so many miles a day, 7 to 11 miles a day, yes, to be exact. That's a lot of running. That's a lot of marathons in a week at a time. I would run 7 days a week, and I did this year after year after year after year. I did not miss a day, including holidays. Yes, Christmas and Thanksgiving. I either got up really early or I did running in between times, but I did my running. I was so committed. But now, well, a few years have passed. And my body, yes, it's aging. And aging, by the way, is a beautiful thing. I'm embracing it. But with that comes, okay, didn't know that that was there like that. And I want to be able to walk the rest of my life because I want to be able to chase my grandchildren. You see my little grand boy right now, oh my goodness, he is fast as anything. He just zooms around the yard. He jumps in the pool and he just wants to play. This grandmama has got to keep moving. And if I'm running 7 to 11 miles a day, it's not going to happen. So I've had to change how I work out, how I exercise. My intentional movement has changed. And a lot of people, they kind of look at me and say, there's no way I could do what you do. And yeah, there are days I look at that too, but I have to do it the way I do it because it works for me. And that's the key here. Focus on the joy, not so much the action. Cultivate more movement for the joy effect. How can you do that? What does it look like? Number one, brainstorm your ideas that you enjoy. Brainstorm them. Figure it out. Kind of go back to the olden days of school and you're in club and you're like, okay, we're going to have this party. Or remember prom? If you were ever on the committee for prom, oh my goodness, the first meeting, oh, well, what do we want to do? And you get on the whiteboard, or for me, the chalkboard, and you're writing down things. And some of us, it's just, you know, old-fashioned pen and paper. We did that many times. But in doing all of that, right, you come up with these incredible ideas. These are activities are all about the fun. That's what you're looking for when you brainstorm these. What do you like to do with your body? What gives you energy? What actually makes you say, I'm going to show up and do it? What puts a smile on your face? Maybe it's dancing. Did you used to be a dancer? Then guess what? You can dance. Now, you may not want to put that on YouTube, or maybe you do. It depends. You can make a TikTok out of it. I know some people think, oh, I've got to have accountability. Yes, it's good to have accountability, but watch who you're being accountable to. Do you really want to put it out there to strangers, or maybe you want to select a few people? Okay. So brainstorm all your ideas. And figure out what do you really enjoy and then try them out and find the 1, 2, or 3 things that work. And listen to this though, please hear me. You are in a season of life. Seasons change, right? We have 4 beautiful seasons. We have fall, winter, spring, and summer. Right now here, we are in summer and boy, is it hot. And so maybe being outside in 115 degree heat maybe isn't always a good idea. Maybe you need to figure out an inside activity. Maybe you have young children and you can go to the splash park and you can have fun there. That can be exercise. But the key here is what? Intentional movement. It's not about thinking, okay, this is just what I do every day. If this is your everyday, it's what you extend. It's the plus factor in your everyday. That's what you're looking for. It's going above and beyond. When they say they want you to walk 10,000 steps a day, 10,000 steps a day are great to maintain. But if you want to change your body composition, you have to do more. Or you do it differently. Okay? Again, find what you enjoy, brainstorm those ideas, play with them. And as your seasons change, go back to brainstorming again and figure out what works. Maybe you have a winter one. You can't go outside. If you're way up north and you got heavy winds and you're below negative 32 degrees, yeah, do you think I'm going to be outside running? Okay, I have done it. I have done it below zero. I have. Crazy. I don't last very long. And I look like the Michelin tire man. Have you seen that commercial? I know. It's not on very often anymore. But it's the tire guy. He's got all these rolls. Yeah, that's kind of how I look. I'm just this roll and blob of stuff piled on me so I can stay warm. But that's the season. So brainstorm and have fun when you do it. Get your kids involved. If you're an empty nester, guess what? Number two, go exercise with a friend instead. It's always better together. Research has shown that when you exercise with another person, especially a friend, it brings greater joy. Don't you want to have greater joy not only in your life, but in your friend's life? It can benefit both of you. So after you brainstorm your ideas, well, then think about exercising with a friend. Call a friend up and say, you know what? I've been wanting to do this. You want to join me? And they may be like, well, I would love to. I was just hoping someone would ask me. No one wants to do things by themselves for the most part. We want to have that connectedness. It's so important. So brainstorm, exercise with a friend. Number three, experience nature for its awe effect. I love this one. When you are in the presence of something greater than yourself, you experience this sense of awe, and it's real. I promise you, I experience it when I'm out there. Yes, that's why I go out and I walk. And I walk and I walk outside. Now, if I have to and the weather's bad, I do it inside, but I prefer outside. I love being amongst the trees and the flowers. I love hearing the birds and yes, even the trains as they go blowing by or the cars that honk at me because they've seen me so many times every single day that they're like, oh, there she is again. And they just honk and wave. I don't even know them, but they do it because they see me out there in the same attire. It's something that you have to do that's right for you. So when you are in the presence of something greater than yourself, you experience the sense of awe, right? This has been used in at-risk youth, in students, military veterans, and others. And for us maturing adults, yes, that would be me, life can be accompanied by social disconnection, anxiety, and sadness. And I'm here to tell you some honest truth here. We don't like to talk about it. But isn't that what we're experiencing as a whole? Thank you, technology and social media. Social disconnection, anxiety, and sadness. It's just not for the maturing adults. It's for all of us. And if we're not careful, we're going to pass it down to our younger generations, our babies. I mean, I look at my grandbaby, my grandboy, and I'm thinking, boy, I do not want that. And so when we had him, a couple weeks back, and we had him for like, 11, 12 days. It was awesome without mommy and daddy. By the way, everybody survived, yes, including the dogs and the cats. But that too is for another episode. But in doing so, one thing we did not do was hang out in front of the TV or in front of my phone, with the exception of one time when mommy and daddy called. And we made sure we got the phone in front of them and they had FaceTime and we got to connect. And that was it. One time that happened. The rest was all interaction, was all enjoying life, being outside, experiencing the pool, playing with sand and building things and knocking things down and cooking with grandma, right? On and on and on. What you're doing here in life is creating something that is bigger than you. And when you're in that already, that environment, you create this world around you, which God did for us already. You don't have to work as hard. The joy is already there. So get outside and breathe in the beauty of nature's greatness. The goal here is to lower stress and increase your well-being. That's what you're going after when you want to cultivate more movement for the joy effect. Exercise does not have to be a chore. I don't know why we made it that way. Oh, I do know why we made it that way. It's because we put it in the school systems as a class. Now, I understand why they did it. I get it. But I also understand that a lot of us are like, for those of us who don't like to exercise, which I've already admitted to that I do not, Yeah, can we do it a different way? Don't make it so much a chore. Don't make it a have to. It does need to be, though, intentional when you do it. Don't just think you can get away with sitting in a chair all day. You can't. Now, if you're sick, we get all that, right? Season of life, you're a new mom. Okay, you got to rest. You had surgery. Yes, that is a different cause and effect of why you can't do things. But the rest of your life, get up, get off your butt, and move. Move your body to the beat of the day. So let's go back to the original question. Are you exercising all wrong? Are you trying to do it like your best friend or an influencer online? Do you? Do what makes your heart happy and puts a smile on your face. That's what matters. There is nothing better for your mind, body, and spirit than to step into your greatness by feeling joyful. And it's something that comes deep within. Joy does. It's not something that you just, you know, like, okay, I'm going to whip up this magic and it, poof, here's joy. No, it doesn't come that way. But when you think about it, you're strategic, and you invite God into the presence of your everyday, saying, you know what, I got this. You know, my workout times, oh, my best conversations with God ever. Seriously, I'm being honest. And my best praise times too. And I love it because it's just me. Now, yes, every once in a while I do go with friends, believe it or not, but I usually make a few extra treks without them. And so I have plenty of time. And let me tell you, if you like walking, walking inspires creativity. There's something about walking that does the mind, body, and spirit good like none other. We were created to walk. We were created to move. So get moving. Go find your joy. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.